Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Cove Accessible Tech. I am your host, Yessi, and today we are going to do the end-of-year roundup. This time, it's Yessi's favorite tech. Not all the technology on this list was purchased this year, but these are my favorite tech products currently to use, so that is why these items are on the list. I hope you enjoy this episode. You can also find more information on our blog, covetech.wordpress.com. I will also include the link to the exact post I'm referring to in the show notes. So with all that said, let's get started. The first item on the list is my new M2 Pro Mac Mini. This was purchased for me as a gift, and I absolutely love it. One of the things that was frustrating to me is that although I have a MacBook Air and it does most of the things I need it to do, there are some tasks that it would struggle with. So it's nice to have a second computer nearby. Also, if something ever happens with this computer, I have another one so that I could fix it. But also, now I have a computer that is meant to be a desktop computer, and I can carry my MacBook Air around with me, and this is so convenient. This Mac Mini also means that I now can just plug everything into it that needs to be plugged in. I no longer need to use a hub. The MacBook Air only has two USB-C ports, and this, of course, limits the types of things you can do without purchasing a hub. So I love having my Mac Mini. I have it connected to a 32-inch monitor, and it's a very nice setup, and I really appreciate receiving this gift. It has made my life so much easier, and I can now get more work done because I can work where I am most comfortable. So this has been really great. The second item on this list goes with my Mac Mini. Now, I was using it with the MacBook Air, but now that my Mac Mini is my desktop computer, I use a full-size Logitech MX mechanical wireless keyboard, and I love it. This is probably one of my favorite keyboards I've ever used. I love mechanical keyboards. Before, I had a wired mechanical keyboard, but I love that this is wireless. It actually has a dongle. You can also use Bluetooth. You can pair it with up to 3 devices. It works so well. It's very convenient. It's full size. It lasts a long time, at least for me. I know some other people have had shorter battery life because they use their keyboard constantly, but for me, it lasts for a very long time. I don't even know. I love it. I highly recommend it. Several of my friends now have this keyboard, and no one really has anything bad to say about it. So if you're looking for a new keyboard, I definitely recommend it. All the Logitech keyboards are great. I've used some others and liked them. But yeah, I love the Logitech MX mechanical keyboard. Highly recommend it. The next item on the list will probably surprise some people. It is a headset that was also gifted to me. It is the Turtle Beach Stealth Pro Xbox. This is a headset meant to be used for gaming. I am not a gamer, but it works very well. The range is amazing. I can go pretty much anywhere in my house without it really breaking up much at all. I can tweak the sound to my liking with the equalizer settings. You can also tweak the sound of the microphone to make that sound better. It does noise cancel a lot on the microphone, which can be a little bit frustrating if you are trying to show something to people and they can't hear what you're talking about because it's being canceled out. But overall, it's a really great headset. One of the things that I really love about it is you don't have to charge it. It comes with an extra battery that's in the transmitter, and you just switch them out. So that's very convenient. I never have to be tethered to the computer if I don't want to be. I use it pretty much every day for several hours. I love that I can sit at the computer, do all my work, walk around the house, and do other things, and still have the headset, and it works perfectly. The wireless headset that I was using previously sounded good in terms of the microphone, but the headphones themselves were not very good, and the range was crap. This headset is, of course, much more expensive, but in this case, you definitely get what you pay for. One of the other features that I love about this Stealth Pro Xbox is that you can pair your phone to it as well. So you can not only get audio from your computer, but you can get audio from your phone at the same time. This is very convenient. You can also answer calls from it, so you don't have to take the headset off for any reason. The next item on the list is my M2 MacBook Air. That is the device that I am currently using to record this podcast episode while I am sitting on the couch. This is not something that I would have normally done because I was tethered to my desk. It was hooked up to a bunch of other things, and now this no longer has to be the case. I am using the MacBook Air itself as well as my Audio-Technica stream set to record this, and it is just a great setup that allows me to work anywhere in my house. So I can be comfortable, get things done, and yeah, I love it. I love the MacBook Air form factor. I love how small and light and portable it is. I love that it's fanless. It does pretty much everything I need it to do, and it's just a great computer that I definitely love and recommend. I personally really like the midnight color and the fact that it has MagSafe again. So nice. The next item on my list is the iPhone 15 Pro Max. I upgraded from the iPhone 14 Pro Max because I was having hardware issues, I think. It may have been software, but I wasn't able to fix the problem with a restore. I still have some issues even on the 15 Pro Max, but it's way less often. It's not as much of an issue anymore. Before, my phone was crashing several times a day and it was very disruptive. I would be in the middle of something and it would freeze, and then it would crash. And sometimes it would take several minutes for it to actually crash so I could use the phone again. So that was really frustrating. I did not upgrade to the iPhone 15 Pro Max for USB-C. I know that a lot of people did. I upgraded because of the camera, because I was having issues with my existing phone, and because I wanted the action button. The camera is really great. I can actually read my thermostat from my couch. The thermostat is all the way down the hall, so it's really far away, and I'm able to read it with my phone now. That's really convenient when you're having heat issues and you're trying to monitor what the thermostat thinks the temperature is and what the temperature is actually able to heat to. Thankfully, my heat issues are fixed now, so I'm glad for that, but I was having to check those numbers a lot for a little bit so that I could give that information to the people who needed that information. iPhone 15 Pro Max, I absolutely love it. Highly recommend it. Yeah. It's a great phone. The next item on the list is my second generation Apple AirPods Pro. I do not have the USB-C version. I know you can technically upgrade your case to the USB-C version. I don't see the point in doing this. I always charge my AirPods wirelessly, either on a wireless charger or a MagSafe charger. Before I got a case for the AirPods case, I also used to use the Apple Watch charger. So I love the versatility in ways that you can charge them. That's one of my favorite things about them. I love that they have precision finding and the case can play sounds, and I love that they come with smaller ear tips now because I have tiny ears. They are great headphones that I recommend to anyone. They have the best transparency out of any headphones I've used. I love to just use one AirPod at a time in transparency mode for all of my daily needs when I'm using my phone. The next item on the list is also a pair of headphones. These are the Sony XM4s. This was also a gift that I received recently, and I love them. The reason that they got me the XM4s instead of the XM5s is that the XM4s can fold and the XM5s do not. That is a big deal if you plan to ever take your headphones with you. The more space you have in your bag, the better. So you don't want big, bulky headphones taking up all the space. Because I know for me, if I feel like it's going to take up too much space, I just won't take them. And then even if I needed them, I'll just not have them. So this was a great compromise. They sound great. There's equalizer settings you can set to your liking to make them sound even better. The noise cancellation is really good, and I love these if I'm planning to listen to music or need to block out sound for some reason. The next item on the list is the Apple Watch Series 9. Apple is currently in a legal battle with another company over patents involving the blood oxygen sensor on the Apple Watch. So you may or may not be able to purchase one of these when you're listening to this. Right now, they are going to have a brief time where they can sell them while they are appealing the case. So we'll see what will happen with all of that. I'm glad I already have mine. I upgraded from the Series 7, which was also great, but I am loving the increased speed, reliability, and battery life. The battery life is great. I also wanted this because of the temperature sensor, so now that helps me tracking my cycles. So yeah, I love the Apple Watch. It has helped me get healthier, and I think it's a great medical device, and it would be really, really sad if Apple isn't able to have the blood oxygen sensor on the Apple Watch anymore. The next item is the ESR 6-in-1 charger. This is a MagSafe charger that you would put on your nightstand or your desk, and it can charge your phone with MagSafe, your AirPods with a wireless charger that has like some magnetism to it, and it can charge your watch. In addition, it also has two USB-C ports and a USB-A port to charge other devices. And when I first got this device, I wasn't sure if I liked it or not. At first, I loved it. I put my phone on the MagSafe charger, and it has this fan with these lights, and it's really cool. And the fan helps to keep your phone cool while it's charging so it doesn't slow down or stop, which is really good because with MagSafe, it can heat up, especially if you're planning to use other apps while you're charging your phone. I love that feature. I put the phone on the MagSafe charger, and I loved it. I was so happy. Later that night, I wanted to charge my other phone on the MagSafe charger and plug my 15 Pro Max into USB-C. After a little while, it started to stop charging and then start charging. And so it would constantly be making the charging noise over and over and over and over and over again. I'm really not sure exactly what was going on. I did restart the phone and it seemed to fix the issue for a little while, but then it started again. The only thing I can really think of that it could be is that it's trying to send power to the charger instead of just receiving it, because it has nothing to do with optimized battery charging and it has nothing to do with clean energy charging. That's the only thing I can think of it would be, but I'm not really sure why it would be trying to send power to the device instead of just receiving it. But that's the thing about USB-C, is that power can go both ways. What I have done, and now I love the device again, is I charge my 15 Pro Max on MagSafe, and I charge the smaller phone with USB-C to Lightning, because charging cannot go the other way, so we're good. And I've even been able to charge my MacBook Air at 100 watts plugged into one of the USB-C ports. So overall, I love this charger. It is definitely an upgrade. I was using a Belkin charger before and I loved it, but it only had the wireless charger at the bottom, which is not magnetic at all, and the MagSafe, and then the watch charger. So no extra USB ports. So I love having access to those extra USB ports. They are very useful. So I love this charger. And lastly, I know I've talked about this a lot on this podcast before, but it's still one of my favorite things to use. It is the Roborock S7 vacuum with auto empty dock. The reason that I say it that way is that we purchased them separately. You can purchase the vacuum and the dock together, but we purchased them separately. And actually, there are newer versions that if you were going to purchase a vacuum from them, you would probably end up getting one of the newer ones, and they are probably great, but I am still happy with the one I have. I love how reliable it is. It just does what it's supposed to do. Really doesn't give me any trouble as of yet with anything tech related. Eventually, I guess that could change, but right now I'm very happy with it. It just makes my life so much easier and keeps my floors clean, and I love it. Those are my 10 tech items that I wanted to talk about for this episode of The Cove Accessible Tech. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. If you would like to get in touch with me, you can find me on Mastodon. I am Yessie, Y-E-S-S-I-E, at mindly.social, mindly.social. You can also follow the Cove Tech blog on Mastodon. Unfortunately, the way that the blog shows up on Mastodon is kind of clunky, and there isn't a way for me to change it, but it is covetech.wordpress.com at covetech.wordpress.com. So covetech.wordpress.com at covetech.wordpress.com. I will link to both of these in the show notes, as well as to the blog post that includes all the links for everything I talked about here today, as well as some honorable mentions that I love. So this is the last post for 2023. I will be back in 2024. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate you and look forward to hearing anything you'd like to share. If you have tech items that you love, I'd love to hear about it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye!